from 6:30. 7 minutes to six is the time. News about, the kids would be delighted about this news, I should think. In fact, quite a few adults will be as well. Hundreds of people have been registering for tickets for an event in Derby this summer. But it's not a major rock concert, a smash hit musical, or even a game of football. It's a giant water slide, and it's coming to Micklover. Councillor John Keith is part of a community group, Our Micklover, and he joins us now. Good evening. This is good news, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's great news, really.
It's something you'll no doubt be having a go on.
Yes, I'll test it out before anybody else gets on it.
We'll send a few down to join you. Where did the idea come from for a giant water slide?
Well, Our Micklover is an organisation that's made up of all communities and business people, and we run fates and we close roads off and all that. And this was one of the idea from the chairman, really, who runs the post office, who's seen the giant water slide in Bristol and thought, we could do that in Derby. And since then, it's been on his mind and he's been going on and on about it, you know, and we decided that it looks as though we can get on with it because we've done a lot of research. And on September the 7th, we should have it at Kipling Drive in Micklover.
So it's going to be a Kipling Drive. What's it look like?
It's just a big slide, basically. It's got 2-foot walls and it's about a yard across. It goes 100 metres down a hill, and the hill is Kipling Drive. And what happens then is there's some water and some washing up liquid to make it a bit slippy, and they get on the lilos and they slide down it to the bottom. When it was tried out, they're doing it in Bristol, there was 97,000 people applied to actually go on this. At the moment, we've had 800, and it was only got common knowledge this morning. We've had 800 email us.
How do you decide who's going to go on then?
Depends how many at the end of the day there are, but we might have to have two slides running side by side. That's not out of the question. And then we can obviously put more people through. We can only put 400 in one day down one of the slides, so that'll double that. And we'll probably have to draw lots, if you like, from...
The only way to be fair, really, isn't it?
It is, really. Yeah, I mean, we're trying sort of make sure that one or two Micklover people apply, because we'd like to give them a good chance.
Exactly, I should think so.
Down there,
that's
yeah.
Fair enough.
But we've had them from all over, actually.
Is there a cost in this?
Well,
or will it pay for itself?
No, there will be a charge of either £4 or £5 to have a go on the slide. Hmm. But we're running this in conjunction with lots of other events that's going off at the same time.
Ah, fair enough.
So, you know, we should raise money from all sorts. But the total cost we reckon is probably around £5,000 to do the... To do the lot, really.
Well, good luck with it. We'll keep people in the picture with what's going on, and it sounds like a great event for Micklover. But as you say, plenty of people coming from further afield as well. That's Sir John Keith from Our Micklover talking about the giant water slide. Talking about summer activity.